RTL Original Podcast.
Hello and welcome to yet another edition of Song 2, and I say yet another as the proof just keeps piling up. And you may say, but Steps, there are loads of albums where the second songs are not that great, and I will ask you to check the album and check the band, as maybe, just maybe, those are not great either. This week we are going back more than half a century to a tune that was an inside joke, then a hit, and then a generational touchpoint, thanks to being featured on the soundtrack to Quentin Tarantino's seminal cinematic debut, Reservoir Dogs. We are, of course, talking about Steeler's Wheel and their incredible Stuck in the Middle with You. When it comes to what many describe as classic rock, there's little in denying that Stuck in the Middle with You by Steeler's Wheel is one of the most recognisable tunes ever released. Although it's been over 50 years since the song was first aired, it remains incredibly popular among music lovers of all ages, with social media helping it find a life beyond regular music lore. But what is it about this catchy tune that has made it so enduring? It is fair to say that Steeler's Wheel was as surprised as anyone else when Stuck in the Middle with You became an international hit after its release in April 1973. Mainly because Jerry Rafferty and Joe Egan had thrown the song together in about half an hour as a sarcastic attack on the music industry. Then, Rafferty quit before Stuck in the Middle with You found global success. Timing, eh? Steeler's Wheel would prove to be an interlude in Jerry Rafferty's career, albeit a critically and commercially successful one. He was one of the leading lights on the 1960s folk music circuit as one half of the Humble Bums, the other half of the Humble Bums later finding much greater fame as a comedian, the legendary Scottish comic Billy Connolly, perhaps wisely letting the banjo become his second fiddle. Rafferty will also forever be associated with his solo work in the late 90s, when his album City to City and especially the single Baker Street stormed to the top of the charts around the world. A separate episode on that song too will feature later on in this series. But back to the track in hand. Released on April 27th, 1973, Stuck in the Middle with You was largely inspired by the experience of being signed to A&M Records. They threw a launch party in a chic restaurant in Chelsea, Rafferty later told Record Collector. There was a huge table with about 50 people there, record company executives and their wives, and musicians and their wives, and the wine was flowing, he said. It was a boisterous evening, but I was sandwiched between two rather boring label executives and their wives. 2 days later, Joe Egan and I sat down and we wrote that song in about half an hour. The lyrics therefore describe a party where the narrator feels wholly out of place. He's not sure if he should leave, stay, or join in with the festivities. In the end, he feels, yep, stuck in the middle, not quite fitting in with the partygoers, but not yet ready to leave either. Call it a case of FOMO if you want. Whilst the tune is undeniably catchy, it is certainly an earworm, it's the song's deeper meaning that has kept it popular for so long. There are several interpretations of the meaning of Stuck in the Middle with You. Some claim that the song reflects the political climate of the early 1970s, with the narrator struggling to navigate the turbulent political environment. Others suggest that the tune depicts the narrator's struggle with identity as he tries to figure out who he is and where he fits in. According to Rafferty, the meaning is more straightforward, explaining, It was just one of those songs, maybe about how life often seems like a series of events. So everything is related to everything else, no matter how remote. To Rafferty's utter disbelief, his loose parody of social surroundings, composed as a bit of a knowing giggle, struck gold, selling more than a million copies. A new generation has discovered Stuck in the Middle with You, of course, via Tarantino's 1992 debut movie Reservoir Dogs. The director had always envisioned using the song during one of its most brutal scenes, the now notorious ear-slicing sequence, featuring Michael Madsen dancing and singing along to the track while he tortures a captive police officer. The scene was both praised and criticised for its use of the song's upbeat melody in such a violent sequence. Tarantino had challenged others to come up with something better, but no one ever could. I knew it would be violent, Rafferty said. We gave them the go-ahead, the producers he's referring to here, but I didn't see the film because it was a type of film I don't normally go to see. A few years before his 2011 death, Rafferty finally relented. In terms of cinema, he allowed, it worked incredibly well. Regardless of its meaning, there's no denying that Stuck in the Middle with You has had a lasting impact on popular culture. It's now considered one of the defining songs of the early 1970s, and its enduring popularity is a testament to its catchy melody and timeless lyrics. The song has been covered by countless artists over the years, with everyone from Bob Dylan to Jeff Healey putting their own spin on the Steelers Wheel classic. In conclusion, whether you're struggling to navigate a difficult situation or just looking for a catchy tune to hum along with, this classic Steelers Wheel track will never go out of style, and as such, finds its way to the top of the only just now established but totally legit Song 2 charts. In cobbling this episode together, we perused the data on oldtimemusic.com, songfacts.com, some of No Word No Song's interesting article, but we were not able to subscribe or hear the end of it. Rollingstone.com, Wiki, Discord, Ultimate Classic Rock, Genius.com, and songmeanings.com, among others. Song 2 is out every Wednesday and Friday and available wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to hit subscribe, drop us a review and a star rating, and then also get in touch regarding your thoughts on Song 2 and track listings in general. Song 2 is researched, written, performed, edited and produced by me, Stephen Stepslow, for Today Radio. Thanks for listening.